السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ، حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت برکاتہ، اہلا وسہلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and the family and Appa with afiyat. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 46, Surah Ahqaf, the beginning of the 26 Supara, 26 Jews. And verses number 4, 5 and 6 we will discuss in today's lesson. Regarding the date today in South Africa and few other countries, today is the 30th of Shawwal 1446, and in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid Al-Aqsa, 80-90% of the countries of the world, today, Tuesday, is the first of Zulqada Al-Mubarakah. So we should remember 1446. So that will continue. And then you can write down that on the 7th of June, that Saturday, Insha'Allah Al-Aziz, will be Eid Al-Adha, your Bakri Eid. And you know it will be a Saturday. So Insha'Allah, you will have enough time to meet your families and so forth and so on. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for us and the Ummah and Muslimah. So let us continue with the tafsir and commentary of the noble Quran. Chapter number 46, verse number 4. Qul, say you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa, Habibuna, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ara'aytum aruni, akhbiruni, you show me and you inform me. So wherever in the Quran you find that ara'ayta, ara'aytum, it will mean you show me and you inform me. Qul ara'aytum ma tad'una min dunillah, you inform me and show me that whatever you are worshipping besides Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, whether it be the creation, human beings, whether it be the stones and whatever else you have made up and concocted and fabricated. Aruni, so show me. Mada khalaqu min al-ard, what have they created in this entire earth and the world? Remember, the quality of khaliq, creating, is the sole exclusive quality of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Almighty Allah challenges all the professors, all the scientists, all the engineers, call them whatever you want to, and he challenges them. They cannot even create one single fly. You know how insignificant one single fly is. Zubab, this is the beauty, the glory of the Arabic language. The fly will sit on our forehead, on our nose, on our hand. Zub, we push it away. That fly says, hey, who the hell are you to push me away? You might be a king or a pauper. Ab, and it comes back to you. Imagine the beauty of the Arabic language, Zubab. So you push away and it comes back to show you, you don't tell me what to do. So Almighty Allah teaches humanity, لَيْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوِ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ, that you cannot even create a single fly now, tomorrow, till the day of justice, even if all of you, all the professors, scientists come together for that purpose, chapter 22, verse number 73, because to be a khaliq, you have to make the ensoulment, insert the ruh, the soul, the spirit in that entity. So who knows, you ask there, my mother was in hospital for 7.5 weeks. So I used to see people passing away. If you ask the doctor, you ask the specialist, you ask the surgeon, how you know that where the ruh is, where the soul is? They will tell you, we don't know. Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, informed us about this. So more than 1400 years ago, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. So they cannot even create one single fly. Even if all of them come together, professors, doctors, scientists, and what have you. And Almighty Allah speaking about the soul and the spirit. So Almighty Allah states, when they ask you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and your ruh regarding the soul and the spirit, you must tell them, this is to do it by Allah. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Of knowledge, you all have been given very, very little, but a minute amount. Chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, verse number 85. Therefore, chapter 20, verse 114, we are commanded. Almighty Allah commands Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, قُلْ سَيَّا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rabbi zidni ilma, increase me in knowledge, O beloved Allah, my sustainer, nourisher. So if that is the command for the master alayhi salatu salam, who was, who is, who will always be the most knowledgeable, most beloved, most precious to Almighty Allah, then what about ordinary mortals and sinners like me and you? Definitely daily we should be saying, Rabbi zidni ilma. So show me that these deities, semi-gods, demigods, you say that they are partners of Almighty Allah, the one and only. What did they create anywhere on this earth? Am lahum shirkum fi samawat? Or are they the partners of Almighty Allah in the celestial creation, in the skies, in the clouds, in the moon, in the sun, in the stars and planet? So obviously they know the answer is in a negative. Ituni bi kitabim min qabli hadha. You mushrikeen, idol worshippers, you bring for me a book before this, the final constitution for humanity and posterity, the Quran Sharif. So show me what book you have that is authentic, or atharatim min ilmin, or some traces of knowledge. So show me something, which prophet said what, like what you are claiming. In kuntum sadiqeen, if you are truthful, obviously they are lying. And therefore, one wonders, you know, you go to a place like India and you have 1.2, 1.3, 1.4 billion people, 70%, two-thirds of the population, mushrikeen, and worshipping idols, they make it, they worship it, they break it, and so forth and so on. But they are called the intelligentsia, they are called the academia, they are called the people who are the IT experts of the world. So you start wondering, then you come to know, hidayat, true guidance, only comes from Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Then Almighty Allah rebukes and reprimands them. وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ, and who can be more astray? Means nobody. These people who worship anybody, anything, and anyone besides Almighty Allah, they are the worst of creation as far as going astray is. وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنْ يَدْعُو مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, who can be more astray than him who calls and worships besides Almighty Allah? بَلْ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, that who will never respond to him, to his prayer, right till the day of justice. They pray to the idol, but that bird comes, urinate, defecates on that idol there. It can't help itself. How can it help you? You know, Ukhis. Ukhis is where my family is. Puti, Gandhi and them. So sometimes I have time. So one day I was going there. So next to Broncos Parade, there is one. of this, you understand, Buddhas, their big temple is there, and you can see it also from the highway and so forth. So I went there the first time, so they allowed me. I go there for a purpose. I said, no, I'm passing by, and I'm interested in your people's literature. So we get the literature from the horse's mouth, from the Qadianis, from the Shias, from the Christians, like that, you see. So then they gave it to me. Then after a few months or few years, I went there again. So they told me, no, you can't enter. I don't know if they remembered me or whatever. So I asked them why I can't enter. So they said, the gods are resting. So I asked him, the gods are resting? Who's looking after the world? You see that? So this is the mushrikeen. They'll talk utter rubbish and nonsense. You must remember that. The gods are resting, Allah forbid. وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبِ Allah Jalla Wala never gets exhausted. Fatigue and exhaustion never overtakes him. هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّومِ His ever-loving self-subsisting. So, and مَنْ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ They will never respond till the day of justice. وَهُمْ عَنْ دُعَائِهِمْ غَافِلُونَ And always they are asking him or her, this idol, that idol, they are unaware of it. They don't even know what you are asking them. That is in this world. وَإِذَا حُشِرَ النَّاسِ And when humanity will be assembled, congregated on the day of justice, كَانُوا لَهُمْ أَعْدَاءَ They will become the enemies of one another. وَكَانُوا بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ كَافِرِينَ And then they will reject worshipping these idols and deities and semi-gods, demigods. If you know even the basics and the rudiments of the Arabic language, you will know. They will say, these mushrikeen, idol worshippers, Wallahi, by Allah, they will take an oath. Rabbina, O our sustainer, nourisher, provider. Ma kunna mushrikeen. We never ever worship these idols. We reject them. Now is a stalemate. So Almighty Allah zaps their mouth and seals it. Let the lamb speak. Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwaihim wa tukallimuna aydihim. So the hands will speak to us. Wa tashhadu arjuluhum bima kanu yaksibun. The feet will bear testimony against them. What do you say now? Second one, the land and the sand will speak. Wa qala al-insanu ma laha. يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا Breaking news. How many times a day you committed kufr and shirk, blasphemy and polytheism. كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ The angels will come with a documentary evidence. Oh, human being, are you guilty or not? He'll say guilty eventually. Any mitigating circumstances? He'll say none. Are you deserving to go to Jahannam forever? He'll say yes. And that is what happens. We the Muslims, people who die with Iman and Islam, we enter Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la bifadlillahi wa rahmatihi with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. The kuffar who are sane and mature, they enter Jahannam and dispatch to hell like the Jutlas and so forth. And remember that that is adlam min Allah, the justice system of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Allahumma sabbitna lal iman wa amitna lal iman wahshurna yawm al-qiyamati mal iman. Ya Allah, keep us steadfast on iman. Let us die on iman and Islam, and let us stand up in the right group, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. O Muslim, tonight for us in South Africa is the first of Zulqa'dah. So read at least one dua. And remember, you will see the moon wherever you are. Whether you see it or not, remember tonight is first Zulqa'dah. And tomorrow, Wednesday, is the first of Zulqa'dah. So read, Allahu Akbar, Hilalu, Khairin, wa Rushdin. Three words. Hilal. Hilal means raising the voice. There's the moon. There's the crescent. Chan ho gaya. And Chan is Urdu now. So make this month of Zulqa'dah a month of khair and goodness, wa rushdin and righteousness. So these words, Hilalu, Khairin, wa rushdin, are mentioned in Abu Dawood as well. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. These are the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, ya Rabbil Alameen. We say Allahu Akbar, for Jutla's dispatch to hell forever. We're very happy about it. And we have no sympathy, empathy for these Jutla's and Jews and Zionists that were murdering our people. Israel is an apartheid terrorist, a genocidal state, we must remember. We need to name them and shame them. In the past 24 hours, they martyred and murdered, and another massacre takes place. More than 70 Palestinians, majority of them women, children, and babies, and some men, but all civilians, murdered by Israel. Netanyahu, the Harami, the war criminal, says, we will continue with the war till next year, October. He's speaking about next year. Inshallah, Allah will punish him with such a sickness like Ariel Sharon. He won't be able to urinate also. Allahumma sallit alayhi kalban min kilabik ya Rabbal Alameen. And remember the ICJ, that is the International Court of Justice. They are holding Israel to account regarding the aid entering there. Israel cannot even send a person there to go and defend them. They can't defend the indefensible. So what did they say? They made two statements, the Haramis. Hey, Jutlas! Hey, Zionists! Hey, Haramis! I know you're recording me. Listen, this is what your Haramis and your people in Israel said. They said that this is a circus. If this is a circus, what you are running there is a zoo. And Allah Ta'ala calls you Jutlas in the Quran, the pigs and swines. Allah Ta'ala calls you the monkeys. Chapter 5, verse number 60. Allah Ta'ala calls your rabbis donkeys. So that are the terms that suits you and befits you. Remember that. And they said that what must Israel be on trial? UNRWA must be on trial. United Nations must be on trial. Islam, Israel has lost all standing, and therefore it must be wiped off the earth and the surface of the earth. No Israel, no America. Then there will be justice. Then there will be peace on this earth. Remember that. So they say, this is Egypt. Egypt, hopeless people. But anyway, they said there is some breakthrough between Israel and Hamas regarding ceasefire talks and so forth. But they said that many a time. The Haaretz newspaper writes in their editorial expelling a United Nations official from Israel harms Israel's international image. You got no image. 80%, 90% of the world is pro-Hamas, is pro-Palestine. They can see what is happening, the genocide. Every person with a cell phone is a journalist, and they are exposing you and your war crimes and your ethnic cleansing and crimes against humanity. Hold your heads in shame, you haramis, you murderers, and you baby killers, and you swines. So, and pigs, I'll call you pigs every day because Quran said so. Israel Shin Bet chief, he resigns, and his resignation will be effective from June 15. Remember that he was fired by Netanyahu, and then the matter went to court and the decision went against Netanyahu. So he said, whatever I signed in that affidavit is 100% true, and he has put Netanyahu in his place. See, Smotrich, the settlers and the soldiers, this is the most moral army in the world, they tell us. This is the only democracy in the Middle East. My foot, it is so. And you are the murderers. You are the cursed nation. And Allah will punish you. In the West Bank, no water. And deliberately, they are cutting off water to Palestinians in the Jordan Valley. That is what they want to do. Extermination of the Palestinians. Starvation in Gaza and West Bank. Bibi blocking the October 7 probe. He knows he's incriminated. He knows he'll be found guilty. And therefore, his own people are telling him, we want the probe and investigation. He is bringing obstacles and impediments. India-Pakistan tensions are escalating. Pakistan says, we are ready to take them on. And we must make dua for Pakistan. Pakistan must thrash these mushriks and idol worshippers and Hindus there in India. Remember that Israel and India, our worst enemies. Quran says so. Chapter 5, verse number 82. And that is, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will find that you Muslims, your worst enemies now and in the future will be the Jews. Allah didn't say Zionists, he said Jews, and the mushriks, the idol worshippers. So that is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter number 5 and verse number 82, the last verse of the sixth supara. So we must make dua. Allah Ta'ala gives victory to the Muslims. Spain and Portugal, the whole country basically hit by power outage. They say they were cut off from the grid of Europe and therefore this happened. But Spain, things are coming back to normal. But now the army is in control there and they are patrolling the roads and so forth. Trump is a big harami, the biggest, you say, narcissist and egoist and a moron he is. I'm amazed, you know, because masses are asses. What do you expect in America? So they voted for him. 78 million people voted for this moron and narcissist. So he told the people, I spoke to Xi Jinping of Israel, of China. So China said he's talking absolute nonsense. We never spoke anything. But you see, that is what he does. Every day he speaks lies. Canada, the voting goes on. And the trajectory is that they are rejecting what Trump wants. That is to make Canada the 51st state of America and so forth. Trump's 100 days a disaster, you must remember. It's going against America. It's going against Israel. It's going against his allies. Sooner or later, they all will sink with him and drown with him straight to hell. Insha'Allah al-Aziz. The Pope, now we must wait for the smoke to come out. The black smoke and the white smoke. The black smoke comes out, it means there's no new Pope. They don't want black popes, they want white popes. So the white smoke must come out, you see that? That selection, election, whatever you want to call it, no women are allowed to vote. What you have to say about that, you Westerners? What you have to say in Afghanistan when the woman, they must stay at home or something? You say they're abusing the rights. Why you don't say that about them, these cardinals, and from Peter to Pope Francis? Not one non-white was a pope. Isn't that racism? So remember, you all are the biggest racists and haramis. So from May the 7th, the smoky star story will start, the selection and so forth. U.S. attacked African migrants there in Sana'a and they murdered them. They should be held responsible and they must pay compensation and reparation. Russia would love, you see that. Putin says 8th to the 11th of May is unilateral ceasefire. Why? Because Putin knows 8 to 11, Russia defeated the Nazi Germany. So he wants to have the army parade and so forth without any interruptions. India is very upset with BBC. They say they are favoring Pakistan and so forth because it was a false operation and India cannot answer certain uncomfortable questions. South Africa, I am not condoning this. I'm just giving to you as a news item. There in Cape Town, the swimmers, they raised $32,000, you see that, for Palestine, the men and the women all swimming and all that, the bikinis and stickinis, and I don't know, I don't know what you call these things, you know. So they're all busy. They say, no, we want the money to go to Palestine. So obviously, in Islam, your cause is good, but the method you use is un-Islamic and not permissible. 6,000 people entering, leaving South Africa illegally. So that is something our ministers, they come and go and fill their pockets. Hopeless, they can't solve these problems. Table Mountain on fire Every year this happens. You, the DA, I thought you all are very competent. How come you can't solve this problem there? And today programs, inshallah, 8:30 to 9, will be Mufti Hassan, inshallah, he's American, but stays in Pakistan. So Maulana Zaid will interview him today between 8:30 and 9, inshallah. And then 1 to 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage. 1 to 2 will be the Tafsir of the Noble Quran, inshallah. Maulana Salim, we have 20 minutes or so, so let us fire up, inshallah, with the Q&A.
Mufti Saab, my husband wants to separate from me. What shall I read to win him back?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. You, my sister, without crying and becoming emotional and so forth, just look backwards. You see that you married 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. You have 2, 3, 4, 5 children, wonderful flowers and children. Where did you go wrong? Look at yourself. And then you write down A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. And then you tell him, oh, hubby, oh, darling, that we have children. We can't throw all this away. وَلَا تَنْسَهُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Don't forget the grace, the mercy which Almighty Allah bestowed upon you. Then when he's in a good mood, you must highlight to him that he also has weaknesses. And 1, 2, 3, 4, the petty things, you leave all that. So the first thing we must work is on jorna, noket torna. وَالصُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ. Reconciliation is the best. Before you sleep, read 2 rakat salat, or before your witr. Or if Allah give tawfiq, you wake up 3, 3:30, 4 o'clock. 4:30 also nowadays is alright. And inshallah, you read 2 rakat, 4 rakat tahajjud. Read رَبَّنَا حَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. Ya Allah, grant us the spouses and such children and progeny that are the coolness of the eyes. Read the 99 names of Almighty Allah every day, daily. You read it morning and evening, all the better, but at least once a day. And say, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. Ya Allah, you are the sole exclusive creator. Ya Allah, you are the only one who can give true love, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And give out charity daily. InshaAllah, you read this dua. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ya Allah, today is the first of Zulqa'dah in most countries of the world. Tonight will be the first Zulqa'dah. Ya Allah, these are the holy months. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, accept my dua. Include us in your special, special mercy. Learn to speak to Almighty Allah in any language when you are making dua. In sujood, in sajda, out of salat. So you speak to Almighty Allah in any language.
Mufti Saab, for females in Makkah not performing Salah with Jamaat, as Hanafis, do we have to wait for Hanafi time to set in?
No, you don't have to wait for that, for Hanafi time to set in. For example, Asr time, when the Adhan goes, for example, I'm just giving example. Let's say that now 4 o'clock the Adhan goes, right? According to 4 o'clock, for example, is obviously just an example. So that is the time the Malikis, the Shafi'is, the Hanbalis, Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahimahullah's two greatest students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, Rahimahullah, for all of them, they also agree with the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis. So you don't have to wait for 4:30, 5 o'clock, and so forth. The Adhan goes, you reading Salat, my daughter, my sister, my mother, in your hotel room, in the room individually. So you read Salat straight away after the Asr Adhan, and you don't have to wait for the Hanafi time, and that's what you call Hanafi time, because Sahibain, the greatest students, are agreeing with majority of the scholars. So this is not only for Makkah, Medina, it's for the whole world. In your hometown, you can do it. I did it now Sunday, you must remember, for Ijtima, and then we wanted to go but early. So I made Jamaat with my wife, and then we went. You must remember that. So you don't have to worry about these type of things. Anywhere in the world, you can do it. Whether you are Musafir and traveling, or you get at home, everywhere is permissible.
Mufti Saab, if a plot is on the Waqf, so if we build on it and rent it, can we use half the money between the heirs and some keep it for maintenance and some give it to the masjid? Is it permissible?
Remember the Fuqaha, Al-Imam Shafi'i, Rahimahullah, the genius and giant that he was, born in Gaza Al-Mubarakah in the year 150 after Hijrah. He passes away in Cairo 204, Rahimahullah. So he mentioned, and his statement is mentioned by Imam Tirmidhi, Rahimahullah, in Kitabul Janaiz, in Jami, and Sunan of Imam Tirmidhi, Rahimahullah, Al-Fuqaha u'a'lamu bima'ani al-hadith. You see, the muhaddithin, the scholars of hadith, they more interested in the chain of transmission, in the text of the hadith and so forth. But to make istimbat and to make ijtihad, to extract the issues from there, that is the work of the jurors and the scholars. So they are the ones who do that. So the fuqaha and the jurors have mentioned one principle. Write it down, ulama. Write it down, students. It'll help you in life. You must remember that. Shartul waqif ka nasri shari'. Shartul waqif ka nasri shari'. This is a usul, this is a principle in fiqh, in Islamic jurisprudence. I gave a piece of land. I'm not going to give anybody land. First of all, I don't own any property, not even one. So that I have a property, for example. So shartul waqif. So now I make condition, I'm giving this land to this masjid, this madrasa. But I say that whilst I'm alive, and my wife and my children are alive, then half the income and rental must come to my family. The other half will go to the masjid madrasa. So all that permissible. Why? Shartul waqif, the condition of the donor who is giving that waqf, and is giving it waqf means no human being, no organization is the owner. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the exclusive owner. Yes, you can have directors, officials and so forth, and management, all that you can have. But ownership belongs to Almighty Allah. Shartul waqif ka nasri shari is like the legislator himself saying that this is what was happened and so forth, provided that he doesn't make a condition that which is against Islam. Like he says, for example, half the money must go to the church or temple or synagogue. So obviously that will be null and void. So that is totally permissible, that at the time of giving the waqf, then you say that these are our conditions and so forth. All parties agree on it, totally permissible.
Kisab, what is the meaning of Mahre Fatimi, and what is the difference between Mahre Fatimi and Minimum Mahar?
Minimum Mahar means that when you're getting married, now you're going to have fun with your wife, you see that? So now you must pay. No pay, no play, you see that? Therefore, till you don't pay the Mahar, your wife can tell you, Mamnu Uddukhul, no entry, Papa, pay first. So you must pay, then you can come enter here. Yeah. You as the wife, you got the right to do so. So those people who don't want to pay the mahar immediately cash, they want to pay after 1 month, 3 months, 6 months. So you, the wife, you got that. Hanafi say, minimum mahar is 6, you understand, 100 rand. 10 dirhams, la mahara aqal min ashrati daraim, hadith in Dharqutni and various other books. And the Maliki say you must remember 200 rand, for example. So remember, it's like 1/3 of the Hanafis. And then the Shafis and Ambalis, they say there's no minimum mahar. One youngster asked him in the ishtima, why you don't get married? He said, yeah, I'm going to get married and I'll pay the mahar. I'll teach my wife Surah Yasin. So he's from Cape Town, you see that? So it's permissible if she agrees that you must teach me Surah Yasin, Surah Tabarak. So it's fine. Shafis, Ambalis allow that. Hanafis and Malikis don't allow. So that is minimum. And the Mahre Fatimi is what Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala gave Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, hence Mahre Fatimi. But we shouldn't stop there. If you study Siratul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thoroughly, properly, he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also gave that same amount of mahar to his honorable spouses and wives and so forth. So that nowadays is 30,000 rand, whether you give in cash or whether you give in kind. The last nikah I think I performed, you understood, I think it was the last one or second last. The mahar was 186,500 rand. I had to read that 3-4 times properly to see my spectacles and my eyes are not deceiving me, you see. It was jewelry and that, I don't know. So mashallah, that family really loved their daughter-in-law. Allah Ta'ala keep them with muhabbat, mawaddat, ulfat, you see that. So you can give that type of amount if you want to, there's no problem. Chapter 4, verse 20-21, وَآتَيْتُمْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ قِنْطَارًا. If you give your wife millions also, and Allah forbid divorce takes place, فَلَا تَأْخُذُوا مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. You can't demand 1 cent back also. It's haram for you to do that. So all that is in the Quran Sharif, in the authentic Sunnah Mubarakah, and the Fuqaha jurors, they differ. وَلِكُلِّ وِجْهَا. Everyone has their own dalail and evidence and proof.
Mufti Sahib, is it jais for the Imam Sahib to take money to perform the nikah?
From a fatwa point of view, it is permissible. You, Maha Salim Kareem, you are international now, mashallah, and every week I think you are in Durban. So you perform 100,000 nikah, we perform very little, you understood, because we don't want to go, because all the haram dandas there. Even if we go, we perform nikah and then we say, Assalamu, we're going now. So it's like an embarrassment for them also. So anyway, I never ever charge, you understood, for nikah and so forth. But from a fatwa verdict point of view, if that imam says, I want 1,000 rand, 500 rand for my petrol, and 500 rand for my time and so forth, for example, to perform the nikah, so he is entitled to that. It is permissible. But taqwa and precaution is better. You just do it lillah fillah. Ya Allah, hum makhlooq ki khidmat karenge, al Allah ki khazana se lenge. We will have the creation and we will ask you to give us from your unlimited treasures, O Almighty Allah. So that's the better way of doing it.
Mufti Sahib, after completion of ghusl, does one need to make wudu for salah?
When you buy the cow, the milk comes free of charge. So when you wait ghusl, so every hair of yours got wet and so forth. So now you want to make wudu, you're just wasting water. It's not permissible then. The hadith in Tabarani, although it's weak hadith, but it's acceptable. Man tawadda ba'd al-ghusli falaysa minna. Whosoever performs ablution, ghusl, wudu, whosoever performs ablution after the ghusl, after taking a bath and so forth, he's not of us. Meaning you're not practicing on Islam properly. You are wasting water and time and so forth. Yes, you made, you must remember, ghusl. And then you touch your private part. So the Shafis and them say that now your wudu is broken. So you make wudu. Hanafi say it's not broken. But al-khuruj anil-khilaf. You want to come out from the difference of opinion. So you make wudu also istihbaban and precautionary and so forth. So all that will be acceptable.
Mufti Sahib, my son is going for Hajj. He said he paid for one sheep to travel operator. Is that qurbani or dam, or does he have to do qurbani separately? Can he do it for him here in Durban?
Masha Allah, my son, you're going for Hajj. Allah Jalla Wala, Mubarak journey. First time in your life you are going. You elated, delighted, excited. So you're going to start today, 1st of Zulqa'dah. In South Africa, it's 30th Shawwal, 90%, 80% 1st Zulqa'dah. So be that as it may, you understood. So now, from today, you start reading 2 rakat salah daily. All of you going for Hajj. And read, وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Oh Allah, you show us the places of Umrah and Hajj. Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, Medina also will come in, inshallah. And remember, Ya Allah, we are sinners, transgressors. Forgive us, Ya Allah, for our transgression and vices. Innaka anta tawwabur rahim. You are of forgiving, very merciful. Chapter 2, Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 128. And then Quran Kareem, and all of you going first time, you're going to perform tamattu hajj. You have my book there in Durban, right? So we gave it out to you, and courtesy of the Capital Group, Adi Muhammad Ikhlas and his team. So Allah Ta'ala reward them fi dunya wal akhirah, give them more capital in Iman, Islam and Ikhlas and wealth is that. So remember, you must just read the notes on tamattu hajj. Don't worry about ifrad hajj and qiran hajj. Even Quran is telling you is the best hajj. فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْأُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ. Whosoever performs tamattu hajj, you see, that you call ishara, lataifu tafsir. So you made umrah, then hajj and all. فَمَسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْحَجِّ. The Quranic terminology that added what you paid the agent ABC XYZ, Quran calls it hadi. The agents and our India Park people, South African, we call it Dhamme Shukr, chapter 2, verse number 196. So that is to thank Almighty Allah. In one trip, in one journey, I'm to perform Umrah also, and my Hajj also, in the 1 year, Islamic year, you see that. So that is what it's called. So that is compulsory upon you. That must be done in Makkah, Mina, preferably Mina. And you have your Bakri Eid, your Eidul Adha Qurbani, your Udhiya. So that is separate. So that you leave the money with your brother, with your father, with your son, and tell them that the Qurbani days, you see, 7th of June, 8th of June is Eidul Adha, inshaAllah. That Saturday, inshaAllah, and I will be in Durban also, inshaAllah al-Aziz. So what will happen is this, that is your udhiya. Hanafi say it is wajib upon you. You must do that as well. The only difference will be the hajj one, that must be done in Makkah or Mina. And Mina is better than Makkah, and as far as that goes. And second one will be your Qurbani, Udhiya, you make anywhere in the world, Malawi, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Africa, wherever you want to, South Africa, Durban, or Haman's Kraal. So all permissible, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, my neighbor lives in a rented house. The ceiling inside has fallen. She's asked the landlord to fix it. He agreed, but for now he hasn't done anything. Someone says they'll give zakat money to get it done. She doesn't have money. Is this allowed, Mufti Sahab?
You must verify it. Sometime our ladies, they will say, especially Indian ladies, they say, payani male, you see, no paisa in that. But if you ask them how much gold you got, they got bangles, they got all these rings and all that, then you can't give zakat in this type of thing. So whenever you're dealing with women, and especially Indian women and so forth, you must verify all these things. If she doesn't have money, she doesn't have income, she doesn't have jewelry and so forth, then you must remember you can give a zakat. Let me end today's Q&A with a nice story. It was December 1995. So myself, my wife, we went for Umrah. Then I told my wife, you know, in my family, my parents, my siblings, nobody went to our gham, to our village, you know. So we must go now. So in 95 December, we went. From Jeddah, we flew to Bombay. Maybe we spent the night there and there. Then from there, we got a flight to Porbandar, you see. So Porbandar is where Gandhi was born. And the tourists, they flocked there, the whiteys and everybody, you see. There's a Gandhi museum there. I went there also. So we spent 1 day and 2 nights there in Porbandar. Then we got a taxi, you see, from Porbandar to Banvar, B-H-A-N-V-A-D. But they say, pronounce it Banvar. Hanifa Bai Varind was there. She was the big shot. She passed away. So when she passed the bank manager comes out, you understand, to make salam. So I have to tell her, Hanifa Bai, I gujri vanna tahi bank bhi khuti panno. If you pass away and when you pass away, then this bank also will get bankrupt. They get tapal. Tapal, Maulana, is a Mehman word. Thrice a day she used to get tapal. All the drafts and money from South Africa. I used to tell her, Hanifa Bai Masi, Mandela ke bhi tre feri di me tapal nahi jurno. Mandela became the president in 94. He doesn't get post 3 times a day and you get there. We used to have a good time there. So I went to my connections place, you see. I remembered on that ceiling story. So this guy told me when it rains, the water comes down, you see, in the house. So I asked him the past 20 years, how many rental you paid? He said, nothing. I said, for the past 20 years, I make you maaf. The next 20, 25 years, maaf. If you tell me I must fix up that ceiling, me, I'm going to hang you up from that ceiling. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.